So let's come back to the body. Become fully aware of the body. With a very soft body, you can make some adjustments with your hip, maybe your shoulder a little more backwards, your head, relax the shoulders. Add the tongue behind the upper teeth, pointing up, touching the roof of the mouth. Become fully aware of the body. Bring all your concentration into the body, out of your thinking, and lifting up the mind with more concentration for the moment right now. With some appreciation for the moment right now, because these conditions are very difficult to find and very easily lost. Now we can take the essence of our precious human life in the footsteps of the Buddha. I can become myself like a Buddha. A proper refuge for all living beings, and to guide them into enlightenment. So may this session become very beneficial for the benefit of all living beings by becoming yourself like a proper guide, like a Buddha. With this motivation, we start with the breath, the movement of the breath within the body. Did you remember these three conditions within the mind? To remember its quality, to relax the body and the mind. So when you already feel sleepy, or you feel very relaxed, then don't stay too long with the breath. The next step, our abdomen, our belly, will bring stability, brings the energy more down, become more grounded. and also transforming the emotions from today. It can come out by concentrating on your abdomen. Do you really sink into your abdomen? Or do you hold on to some resistance? Try to relax, soft like water, and try to go into the water, into your abdomen. Don't be scared. Try to sink into your abdomen and become your abdomen, your belly, and more deeper inside. It helps to breathe and one time everything out. The in-breath, just receive it and try to receive it more deeply into the body. And then we move towards the entrance of the nostrils, the drawers of the nose. But for those who can feel sensations under the nose, above the upper lip, which is the size of your fingertip, you can concentrate there. for more subtle sensations. Makes the mind even more sharp. And also be aware of the fourth condition, that you don't hold your concentration object too tight, that the body, especially the face, behind the eyes, doesn't get tense in your mind. Try to relax, but don't relax your focus, your concentration. Not too tight and not too loose. Concentration point, 100% concentrated, in an equanimous state of mind, holding a meditation object, not too tight and not too loose. Try to give a contribution to the group's energy here by making efforts. Yeah, the body is not so important, but the mind. Try to bring even more concentration. And feel when the mind gets tense, when the muscles wants to get tense in the face, between the eyebrows. Try to relax. See that the body doesn't get tense. Try to relax the body. Because when the body is tense, you cannot think more subtle. Into more subtle body awareness. Become you aware that is constantly adjusting. Bringing some more concentration, relaxing the body, hold the mind in an equanimous state of mind. That is concentration point. This is how the resolve comes. Then gently let go of the activity of mind, but try to be present. Now take your time to relax your body, or even just to stand up. So try to hold the mindfulness. Then we go to the analytical meditation. So meditating here, do you have a sense that there is a me here who is meditating? A me here who is trying to focus on the breaths. Focusing on the body. Like a me existing from his own side. Not seeming to depend on anything else. On anything else for his existence. And just check if you have this experience. From me, who is meditating? So the me, can we find the me, the meditator? Can the meditator be found anywhere? Be found within the body. So look very clearly. Check every part of the body. Look for the me who is meditating. So remember, when the dogs disturbing you, may you be happy and not to get upset. So look for this me, the me who has been meditating. Look within the body. Check every part of the body. Maybe you have a feeling it is in the head. The feeling is behind the eyes. Or that the brain is the meditator. Or is the brain simply something which I, the meditator, using? Or is the body itself the meditator? Or is the body simply something which I'm training? So look for this me. Who is meditating? We cannot find it in the body anywhere, not to be found. This me who has been meditating. Can the meditator be found anywhere within the mind? Check every corner of the mind. Your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, or the concepts in your mind. Look for the me who is meditating. But thoughts, emotions and concepts are the things which I, the meditator, possess. We cannot find within the mind the me who has been meditating. Is the mind itself the meditator? Or is the mind simply something which I, the meditator, possess? Something which I am trying to train? So where is this me? The me who's been meditating? We cannot find it in the body and not in the mind. Is the meditator the collection of the body and mind? But the body and mind are just two things which I possess and I'm trying to train, my body and my mind. So besides the body and mind, what else is there? We cannot find the me in the body, the me who has been meditating, and we cannot find it in the mind. But besides the body and the mind, what else is there to look for? if there is nothing more than the body and the mind? Where is the me, the meditator, who possesses and is training the body and the mind? If you cannot find the meditator, simply rest in the experience of not finding. And try to focus single-pointedly on this, of not finding in me, the meditator. Rest in this experience. Analyze. Not in the body. I cannot find it in the mind. But where is this me, the meditator, who's training the body and the mind? This me, who's even possessing the body and the mind, trying to train it. Where is it? Rest in the experience of not finding this me. Even if I cannot find a meditator, isn't there someone who is having this experience of not finding me? Isn't there someone experiencing this? This experience of not finding. So there is a meditator sitting here trying to do this meditation. But just because there is a meditating, there's a me meditating, doesn't mean that the meditator is something solid and self-existent. The meditator is empty of existing in that way. The meditator is empty of inherent existence. But this does not mean that there is no me at all. But the me, the meditator, exists dependently as something labeled on the body that is sitting here and the mind that is focusing on the breath. Simply labeled, a labeled me is sitting here meditating. After having done this practice, let's dedicate the positive energy, the merit, to may become a cause for the highest enlightenment, for the benefit of all living beings, and in all you are included. By becoming yourself like a Buddha. As a Buddha would be able to benefit, knows exactly what all the living beings need, even according to the karma. May benefit all living beings. So take your time to finish this session here.